The news from Sri Lanka this evening is that the country's newly re-elected president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, dissolved parliament with effect from Wednesday, midnight this evening, and called legislative elections. The move comes after Sri Lanka's defeated presidential candidate was arrested and will be court-martialed for allegedly planning to overthrow the government while serving as the head of the army. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has more.
In a January 26th presidential election, General Sarath Fonseca lost by an 18 percentage point margin to President Mahinda Rajapaksa, after which he accused his former commander-in-chief of vote rigging, vowing to challenge the results in court and stand for parliament. On Monday, Fonseca was pulled away from his office by military police. The government said the general would be tried for conspiring with opposition politicians while still serving. Analysts say this latest development may have been a response to Fonseca challenging the results of the presidential election or to prevent him from leading the opposition in the upcoming parliamentary election. Executive Director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Dr. Jahan Pereira, says that the opposition is now deprived of its unifying factor, as Fonseca is known for gaining the support of ideologically diverse political parties during the presidential poll.
The center-right party to an extreme left party and the Tamil and Muslim ethnic parties, they all came together to support Fonseca.
Dr. Pereira says it is conceivable that Fonseca could have united these parties again for the upcoming parliamentary elections.
He's also seen as a very strong personality. And as a strong personality, he is attractive as a leader. So now the opposition will be deprived of this.
Fonseca is also backed by the Tamil minority and was endorsed by the Tamil National Alliance during January's election. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.